both sides. So mechazik ourselves. These times, the pasuk brings when Hagar, when Yishmael was sent out of the house, and Hagar went and took him, and sent her with a little water, whatever, ran out. Mm-hmm. So she threw her son Yishmael, tachas acharesichim. She went and she sat opposite him. She couldn't bear seeing the death of her son, she says. She sat down, and she began crying. She was crying. Says the Medrash, I'm sorry I didn't put that pasuk on the Mar Makom. Says the Medrash, Hadahu deksiv, Nodi, Safarta, Ata, Sima, Dimasi, Benodcha. Kaosa balas nod, right? You know what that means? Right? He's talking about, there's nodi safarta, you counted my jug of water, my jug, ata simo dimasi, put my tears in your jug, whatever. Kaosa balas nod, just like that person owned the node, kashem shikosav, similar to the pasuk. And here's the main part of both say, Shimo tfilasi Hashem, David HaMelech says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to my tfilah. Little background, right? David HaMelech was sick, he wasn't well, he was ill, couldn't get around too well. And whatever he did was he suffered. He couldn't do too much. So Shimo Tziros Hashem, he says to Hashem, please listen to my tziros, v'shavosi hazina, and listen to my cries, my anguish. El demaso shel Hagar go hecharashta. You were not quiet to Hagar's. You didn't ignore and not listen to Hagar's cries. El demasi atamachrish. Are you going to be caught? You're not going to listen to my dima? Of course, if you listen to him, if you listen to Hagar, of course you listen to me. Kavach Homer, he said, please listen to my tefillos, Hashem. David El said, I want to get back to work. I want to be able to do what I do all day. Vim Tomar, maybe you'll tell me, says David, I day, Shahais a Gioris, Hais Chaviva. Well, she's a Gioris, can't compare myself to her. She's a Gioris. Nebuch has no mishpacha, no family. She's a Gioris. And therefore she's lonely, so you tend to listen to Gioris more than a regular Jew. Af Anochi, I'm also a Ger, Gioris, Giger, Anochi, Imcha, Imach, Toshav, Toshav, Kochav, Osai. I'm a Toshav, a Ger, a Toshav, like all my fathers were. I guess you can check out the Es Yosef I put on the side over there, like in the middle of the first white line. Miachar Shafilu, Lidimas Shal Hagar, Shal Haisa Kadoes, Shetis Kabal. Tichah Devarim, she wasn't so good beforehand, whatever the story before was, but it was not right, you shouldn't be listening to her. And nevertheless, you listen to her, right? You listen to her cries. Al kol zeh lo hacharashta, you didn't put a deaf ear. Nira shemiskula shari demol shol, inaru, because he figured, he knows you listen to her because, you know, she has a, because she cries, the shari demol, the gates of tears are never locked, never closed. I know you listen to her, because tears appeal to you. You respond to tears, he says to Hashem. So for sure, I also, why am I different? Listen to her, you're not going to listen to me. She wasn't so right. She's not right. The Tomar, the shiny Hagar, Nesha Haisa Gioris. Maybe we say she was a Gioris. Haisa, Haisa Haviva. Avalob Neshkulas Hadema, not because of her crying, it's because she's a Gioris, not because of her crying. Crying, I can cry also. But she's a Gioris, says Dov Anoch, no, Afanoch Higer. What's so special about a ger? Why is Hashem listening to the tears of a ger? Because, or the prayers of a ger? Shagibo nishbar, because his heart is broken. Venitken, the brochen, he ain't no krov, he has no relatives. Vareim, ahuv, he has no friends. Vekarv, Hashem, v'reiv. So Hashem has a special feeling to someone who's nishbar reiv, who's broken hearted. They said, maybe that's why you listened to her. So he said, no, same thing with me. Okay, Omar Shu Gamken Nechshav Ager, she Gam Ribo Nishbar. Same thing he says. My heart is also Nishbar. Both a couple points we are both say. It's two steps, right? The first step is listen to my tears. Why are my tears worse than hers? They're both say, I don't know why it was worse. She's sitting there, she just out, she put her son, 100 feet away, whatever, by the tree down the block. And she can't bear to see him dying. He's dying of thirst. Chazal say, I think it's Hidrakan, I'm not sure, but dying of thirst is a terrible, terrible, torturous death. Either way, her son's dying, she's crying. You can imagine the tears of a mother when she sees her son's dying right across the street over there. Tremendous depth, with tremendous pain in her heart. Hashem, please help me. My son's dying, please. It shouldn't happen. David HaMelech, he's sitting there, right? He's in his bed. He's in his luxury palace, okay? But okay, what's his star? He doesn't feel well, he's sick, he can't learn. That's what he does most of the time, right? He has some business he took care of also, but he wants to learn Torah. Hashem, I can't learn Torah. I can't learn as well as I could otherwise because I'm in pain, because I'm not feeling well. I'm sick. Give me your refuah shleima. How can you compare the two? What's the sushta? Because if you listen to her tefilos, kol shekein listen to my, listen to her demos, crying, for sure to my demos. What's the sushta? The mother's pain or tears when she sees her son dying, Rabbi Osai? Zem in the fun? Well, so you see that the kolchos, the tsar, he wasn't making it up. He had tremendous tsar. He really did a tremendous tsar because he couldn't learn to the utmost of his ability. He had kolchos for him, gave him brains and a head and time to learn, but he couldn't learn. He couldn't learn, Rabbi Osai. That was his tsar. His tsar, he felt, and it sounds like he was right, he can compare himself to Hagar, to tsar, the pain that Hagar had. If someone can't, David HaMelech, okay, not us, but David HaMelech, the tsar he has, he can't learn to his fullest ability, to all his focus, concentration, and abilities and culture that potentially have, that tsar is devastating. It's so painful for him. It's compared to an Isha whose son is dying. Now, obviously, we don't expect that we should reach that Madrega, at least now, maybe tomorrow, maybe next day, but not today, not right away. But it gives us an appreciation of both, of what it means, the kirva, the connection, the desire. The yearning he had to be able to learn Torah, not just learn Torah, he was learning Torah, there's no question. He was sick, he was learning Torah, but he couldn't learn it to his fullest. With all his kolch, he couldn't do it. He had shvach, he couldn't get up in the morning, he was tired, he was weak, he was sick, his pains, whatever it was in his body, but he couldn't learn. That tsar he had was equal to the tsar of a mother. It's hard to even say Rabbi Osei, but that's what David HaMelech is telling us, Rabbi Osei, and we have to take a lesson to us, chazik ourselves. Develop a greater appreciation, greater attachment, greater yearning, desire for the beauty, the truth of Torah that a person is responsible to do with all kolchos. That's how chashuv it is. That's how important it is. That's how meaningful it is. That's how valuable it is to be able to learn Torah with all your strength. Then Hagar says, then David says, well, maybe there's a difference. She's a gioris, and I'm not a gioris, right? She's a stranger. He says, no, I'm also a stranger. I'm also a gior, like my parents were, all the generation before me. Like Chavosai, he says. How is he a stranger, Abosai? He's sitting, sitting in his palace, you know, he has tons of advisors, yes. And the Israel says, what's Pshat a stranger? His name is Nitke, he has no Krovim, he has no Remahuvim, he has Karv Lashes, so Hashem likes him because of that. Hashem feels bad. He's the king. He had everyone there, palace full of servants, palace full of advisors, helpers, servants, everything he wanted he had. What do you mean he has no one to? He has everything. He has more than a regular person has. He has no krovim. I don't know if he had krovim. I don't know, maybe some he had, but he had all the people there. Vereyim, ahuvim, he had no friends. He had a tremendous amount of friends, people he can talk to and help and ask for aid. So what do you mean? What's he compared to a gyorist? Gyorist had nothing. She had nothing in the world except for a dying son. So what's he saying? What do you mean? Teres, what he means is that because he felt like a ger. Why does he feel like a ger? Because a ger is someone who doesn't have the support system, who's by himself in the world. By himself. David was by himself. Why was he by himself? Because he felt. He learned the Mishul Sharm, a very temporal world. No one, he learned Chavos Alavos Mishnama, right? That no one can help him. No one could do anything for him. He's here. He has a mission. Hashem gave him a job to do. I'm with Hashem, all I have is Hashem. No one can help me. All my friends, excuse expression, they can't help me. They're worthless, excuse expression, right? Nobody can help me. He felt he's by him. And that's the truth, Rabosai. The truth is, for Baal Yamud and Baal B'Tach, and realize our job in this world and what we're supposed to be doing, we really are by ourselves. Of course, we ask for comfort. People comfort us, but when times of need, and Asa, Toshia, all that is true. But in terms of the real situation, David HaMelech recognized he is by himself. It's just he and Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's doing what he has to do. And there's no one who can help him. He's mamish like a gioris. He has nothing. And he felt, therefore, he has the right to ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, help me, because I feel by myself, because he knew he had no one. He had no one who can help him. He has no one there's no real connection there. It's all a facade. It's not a real world, Rabbi. We're here, Hashem put us here, and we have a job to do. And of course, we have to enlist the help of other people, but the help is not real. It's physical help. But it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gives the powers, the cults, everyone to help us, and we're by ourselves. So David HaMelech says, I am a ger. My parents were, everybody's a ger. We're all gerim, are both saying. That's what we have to recognize. We're here to do a job. We're here to go ahead and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perfect ourselves, and we can do it. We don't need anybody else. We do our pidach hateva. I have to ask for help, and but it's not the real help, are both saying. We are by ourselves. It's up to us. It's our bechir which makes things happen, not someone else. Our bechir to ask someone to help us. That's our status. That's true. I'm not saying you shouldn't ask anybody. And people al pidach hateva can help you. But that's just the status. But the real help is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's my bechir. I can choose what has to be done. That's our, so we have to machazik ourselves in terms of knowing who we are, where we are, where the world, we're walking in a world, Hashem placed us here, Hashem's watching us every step we take. What are we doing next? What's going on? That's how our whole focus should be that, because there's no one out there, we're by ourselves. Father Bo said the last chazal, the pasuk later on talks about when the Malach talks to, when Avimelech at the end of the parasha talks to Avraham Avinu and says, listen, I want to make a deal with you. I'll make a bris, a treaty with you. Elokim Choy says, Hashem is with you. B'cha Asher Toseh. That's the pasuk. I'll read you exactly. I can find it. Here we are. Vayhi bo Yisahi, vayom Avimelech, and Avimelech comes with Fichol Shar Tzival, Avram Reymor, Elokim Imcha B'cha Asher Toseh, and swear to me, we won't fight each other, we'll do chesed, we'll find the whole business. The Medrash says, what's pshat? What's Elokim Imcha? Lefi Shechor, so Rashi says it's pshat because of the fact that Rashi says because he sees all the miracles happen to Avram. He got Sodom in peace. You know, he was victorious over the Malachim. His wife had a baby, the Kunav. That's why Avimelech saw and can say that, I know Hashem is with you. The Medrash says differently. The Medrash says, why is Elokim Yimcha? What made Avimelech see that Hashem is with him? Rafi Shecharvu Mekomo Shel Sodom. I think it's a famous Chazal. The place of stone were Nechrav, were destroyed, there was no stone anymore. Upasku over in the Shavim. There were no caravans, no passerbys, no travelers. And Avram's usual, like a warehouse or a house, whatever it is, his pantry, his storage place of food and delicacies, all the stuff he used to give all the guests. It was full. It wasn't being used. It was full. There was no one to give it to. No people passed by. I know that you are, Hashem is with you, Ho'ol v'alkim imcha, Hashem is with you. The question Rosh Yeshiva asked Rabbosai is, what do you mean? Now Avimelech sees, he moved from Sodom because he had to find a better place, right? He moved around, he moved to, Gror, because there's no place, there's Sodom, because there were no people to do chesed with. So now I see Hashem loves you. I said, Rabbosai, until that point, Avraham Avinu was what? He was the Avi Avos, the Gadol Shebechesed. He had the famous house with the four doors, everything. Piled it on. He was known for that. He was Hashem's greatest, Eved. He was Hashem's greatest Marbis Torah. He used to Makarav Es HaNoshim, Mesorah Makarav Es HaNoshim, right? He was everything. Such a Balmido, such a Tzaddik, everything he was, right? He was Hashem's best friend. His biggest Eved, serving Hashem all the time, spreading the name of Hashem, make a bracha, talk about Hashem, everything he was. And the Baal Ches, which was known for. Okay, so he moved, very nice. Another manifestation of his chesed. What's the big deal? Both say, you see, Avimelech recognized the ultimate, the real difference, what a difference it makes. Obviously, what he had before was tremendous. But if you wonder if Hashem is with someone on the real high level, on the highest level, it has to be a part of me that I need chesed. Not just somebody walks over to me, please help me, Rabbi, please help me, David, I need your help, you're fine, that's beautiful. That is chesed, no sham, not taken away from that, both sides. But the ultimate sign of a Baal Chesed is someone who lives chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his whole mahus is chesed, his whole creation of the world was chesed. When a person says, I need chesed to survive, I have to go out and move my house because I can't do chesed here. That's real chesed, Lord. That's the ultimate chesed that a person that's manifest that you are now, the Melech says, now I know you are Helkim Yimcha, Hashem is with you, because he needs chesed to survive. He can't get on without chesed. Just doing chesed, and whatever comes up is fine. They're both, that's great. That's a beautiful Milo with all the rest of what Avram had. But to show that Hashem really loves him, Hashem cares for him, Hashem will take care of him no matter what, it's the mile of reaching out to do chesed where before someone comes to you, about saying, especially, you know, we talk about Chazal, tell us how we need chusim, the Torah is making a matzalim. And Chazal, we mentioned to us, there's a chesed, we have to, I'm not talking about taking off time for learning, I'm not passing what to do when, but the point, we have to live chesed, try to find a way to help someone else, to separate, whatever it might be, without affecting learning per se, you have to find a way to chesed, so chashuv, so meaningful, and so beloved by Hashem. That is the biggest thing we can do to protect ourselves, protect Klal Yisrael, and bring a rapid Yeshua.